Mo Brooks drops hammer on CNN for attacking Alabama. Fake news. CNN and John Berman get an F. By Hannah Blow on July 31, 2019. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, slammed CNN's John Berman after the anchor criticized Brooks for noting the importance of President Trump's critique of Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, Baltimore District, giving both the network and Berman an F for failing to do their homework. Brooks told Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN Monday that Trump's criticism sparked an important conversation on how badly different parts of the United States are doing, particularly areas run by Democrats. And coincidentally, they happen to be areas that are governed by Democrats and have been governed by Democrats for ages. Many, many decades, some as long as 50 to 60 years, Brooks said in part. And that is a microcosm of what happens when you raise taxes so high that you can't afford to live there, he continued. Berman disagreed and attempted to compare Brooks's district to Baltimore during Tuesday's New Day. Democrats aren't the only members of Congress who represent districts in distress, Berman claimed. He continued. Let me just give you a means of comparison here. Because Mo Brooks, who represents Alabama 5, right, they have a median household income which is less than Maryland 7, where Elijah Cummings represents. They have a median home value which is less than Maryland 7, which Elijah Cummings represents. They have fewer people with bachelor degrees. And the poverty level is a little bit less than Maryland 7, but about in the ballpark. Brooks ripped Berman and CNN for the mean-spirited and just plain dumb attacks on the Tennessee Valley. Fake news. CNN and John Berman get an F for failing to do their homework, Brooks said, according to a press release. If they had, they would know the Tennessee Valley is experiencing what may very well be the best economic boom in our prosperous history. CNN should correct the record by noting that the economic data they hit the Tennessee Valley with did not properly adjust for the roughly 25% higher cost of living in Baltimore versus the Tennessee Valley, he continued. CNN's hyperpartisan, anti-Trump motivation blinded them to the truth, Brooks added. My question to John Berman and CNN is simple. Where would you rather live, in the Tennessee Valley or in the Baltimore city limits? I guarantee if you knew one twit about Huntsville, you would choose to the Tennessee Valley over Baltimore in an instant, he said before listing stats on Huntsville, Alabama, including its 2.6% unemployment rate and ranking as the 11th best city to live in the U.S. in 2019. He also contrasted Huntsville to Baltimore, pointing out the latter's unemployment rate, 5.1%, and high violent crime rates. Brooks continued. Berman claims incomes in Alabama's Tennessee Valley are less than in Maryland District 7. Berman fails to account for cost of living differences. According to CNN Money, the cost of living in Baltimore is roughly 25% more than Huntsville's. Adjusting for cost of living, Alabama's 5th District 2017 median household income is more than Maryland's 7th District. Berman goes on to claim Maryland's 7th District is better educated than Huntsville, the city that sent men to the moon. Wrong again. 41% of Madison County residents over age 25 have a bachelor's or higher. Only 30% of Baltimore residents over age 25 have a bachelor's degree or higher. Trump has not backed down from his original remarks on Cummings and his Baltimore district. Baltimore's numbers are the worst in the United States on crime and the economy. Billions of dollars have been pumped in over the years. But to no avail, the president tweeted Monday. The money was stolen or wasted. Ask Elijah Cummings where it went. He should investigate himself with his oversight committee. He added.